Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews and Naomi Collins, your hosts today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is called Jesus Declared He Is Not an Earthly King, but Came with a Purpose.
Amen.
Isn't that lovely? Amen, Naomi. Hey, thank you, Naomi. We're reading from John chapter 19, Jesus' trial before Caiaphas ended in the early hours of the morning. This is when he was going to be led to be crucified. Next, he was taken to the palace of the Roman governor, and his accuser wouldn't go in themselves, for that would defile them. So they said, and they wouldn't be allowed to eat the Passover lamb. So Pilate, the governor, went out to them and asked them, "What is your charge against this man? What are you accusing him of doing? We wouldn't have arrested him if he weren't a criminal," they retorted. And Jesus said, "I was born for a purpose. I came to bring the truth to the world. And all who love the truth are my followers." And Pilate said, "What is truth?" Then he went out again to the people and told them, "He is not guilty of any crime, but you have a custom of asking me to release someone from prison each year. So if you want me to, I can release the king of the Jews." But they screamed back, "No, not this man, but Barabbas." And Barabbas was a robber. Then Pilate laid open Jesus' back with a lead whip, and the soldiers made a crown of thorns and placed it on his head and robed him in royal purple. "Hail, King of the Jews," they mocked and struck him with their fists. Pilate went outside again and said to the Jews, "I'm going to bring him out to you now, but understand clearly that I am not guilty." Naomi, would you like to comment on that?
Yes. The main thing I glean from this particular Bible passage is Jesus died for a purpose. That's very important for us to remember. And his purpose wasn't just to make the headlines in the Bible, you know, to make storylines in a newspaper. He died for the greatest purpose ever in the history of the world, and that was a sacrifice he made for us, that we may be forgiven of our sins, that we may be able to live a victorious life, that we may not have to try and live up to a standard that we can't reach because we're sinners, thanks to our brother Adam and our sister Eve. So again, Jesus died for a purpose, and he walked into that purpose with his head up. He walked to that purpose knowing that it was ordained by his Father, and he walked into that purpose knowing that if he followed what his Father told him to do, not only would history have a way of, I'm trying to find the right words, history would have a way of correcting itself in the future. I know that might be a little difficult for people to understand, but it was for future generations to look at our history, but to go forward knowing that Jesus is our Savior. He's our Comforter, and he's the propitiation for our sins. And we can live a victorious life and have salvation and live in eternity because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Amen.
The Lord. Amen. Jesus is the only Son of God. And God, yeah, in the Old Testament had to cover the sins of the people, because we are all sinners. And from the day that Adam and Eve sinned, sin entered into the earth, and we inherit that sin, but we also commit sins. We inherited the initial sins of rebellion, of all kinds of things. You can tell when you have a family, you inherit some traits from that family. It could be genetic, or it could be things that you learned as a child. And so we inherit the things of our natural father, but we also inherit the things of God, of Adam and Eve, the sin. And because sin came in the earth and they didn't have a way to just remove it, God decided to send his son. And so he was the perfect sacrifice, because do you know he never sinned, not one time. I don't know anybody who haven't broken one of those Ten Commandments, you know, but we have.
Yeah.
All have sinned, and all have to come and in order to restore us, we have to have the blood of Jesus cover us. He died, and his blood was shed, and each drop of that blood was able to save the whole world, every human being on this earth. So nobody cannot say they cannot come under the blood. If they receive Jesus, they can come under his blood, receive that restoration with him and his Father, and we will be restored, and we have gifts from that. And the most important gift is that we get to go to heaven, and we will live with God forever, and he will never desert us. We will never want for anything. Isn't that a lovely message?
Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
Sorry. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Friends, Jesus was pronounced not guilty. When they took him to that the pilot, he pronounced him not guilty. He said, I don't find any guilt in this man. But even though he was not guilty, his people wanted him crucified. But that was God's will. He sent him for that reason, and he knew that's what he was going to end up doing, dying on the cross. Praise the Lord. If you don't know this story about Jesus and you would like to know more about it, because this message goes into all the world, and if you've never heard about Jesus, you need somebody to explain it to you, because nobody explained it to me. I was in confusion for many years, but when I understood the gospel, what he did for me, I recognized him as my Savior. Is that how you happened to you, Naomi? Was that about a couple
of
minutes?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, he is definitely. He is definitely my personal Savior. Always has been, and always will be, for eternity. He's my brother. God is our Father, and Jesus is so many things to us, Charlene. It's just wonderful to think about. He's our Comforter, and because of his death and resurrection on the cross, God anointed that he would be our Comforter, that Jesus will be our great physician, our attorney. He is everything and all things to us. Without him, we are nothing. And people might not want to believe that, but it is true. We are nothing without Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If you would like to know about this Jesus, can you pray with this prayer with me? You have to accept him as your Savior. You have to confess your sins. And we're going to do the fast track one. Father God, right now we come to you. Father God, we know we are all sinners, me and Naomi included. And Father God, but you paid the price for anyone who come and call upon your name. You will save them from their sins. Father God, no man is righteous. Everybody has done something wrong. And so we all need the blood of Jesus. And I accept it right now. I accept Jesus as my Savior. I know that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords and is coming back for me one day. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, for all of those people who heard this message and came to Jesus today. Lord, you feed them. You give them the bread of life. You give them the living water. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, for those who are saved right now. And let their names be written in heaven. And we thank you, Lord, that you made it. Father God, you put all of the responsibility on you to keep us until we get to go to heaven. And everybody said, amen and amen.
Amen, amen.